It's Friday, September 16th, AED 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Pakistani court denied bail to a 57-year-old Christian named Anwar Massa, who has been imprisoned in Pakistan on false blasphemy charges, reports International Christian Concern. Police in Pakistan initially arrested Massa in June of 2020 for allegedly blaspheming Islam's false prophet Muhammad. Matthew 7 verse 15 warns, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." Massa's wife and his daughter, who married a Muslim man in 2017, both converted to Islam away from Christianity. This created tension between Massa's wife and daughter and the rest of Massa's family, who remained devoutly Christian. Massa's wife enlisted local police to mediate between the two religious sides of the family. When the police became involved, they chose to launch a legal assault against Massa. Despite the injustice of the situation, Massa's son asserted that he and his Christian family members remain committed to Jesus, even to death. Pakistan is the 8th worst nation for the persecution of Christians, according to Open Doors. On Tuesday, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell revealed that the FBI seized his phone while he was at a Hardee's drive-thru in Minnesota, reports the Epoch Times. Lindell announced on his live stream show, The Lindell Report, that he and a travel buddy had pulled into the drive-thru after a fishing trip when his car was surrounded by FBI agents.
And we go through a Hardee's drive-thru to take the order. She says, pull ahead. They had to make the order. We pull ahead, and a car comes perpendicular and parks a little ways in front of us. I've been around the block, and I said to my buddy, that's either a bad guy or it's FBI. Then another car at the same time pulls up and pins us in here to our right side. Now, remember, I got the wall to the left, and I'm just past the order thing where I can only get out about 3 feet. And then another guy comes flying up. He was pinning in the back of the car. I open my door, and I say, who are you? He says, we're FBI. I said, show me your badges.
Lindell said the agents asked him about voting machines in Colorado and the embattled Colorado Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who oversees the county's elections. Finally, the lead FBI agent explained to Mike Lindell why they were there.
Then he goes, I got some bad news. And I go, okay, here it comes. He goes, we're taking your cell phone. We have a warrant for your cell phone. I go, no. I said, I run 5 companies off that. I don't have a computer. My hearing aids run off this. Everything runs off my phone. And then I said, if I don't give it to you, will you arrest me then?
Lindell summarized what he has maintained about the corruption of both the voting machines and many Democrat officials in swing states.
Jenna Griswold, one of the most evil people this world has ever seen, the Secretary of State of Colorado, has done nothing but collude with Dominion, Dominion's headquarters in Colorado, to hurt our country, to take our country down, to hurt the people of Colorado. Now they're hurting my pillow. They're hurting my employees. I don't have all the data I lost on my phone. They wouldn't let me do a backup, download anything.
Lindell's phone was subpoenaed as part of a federal grand jury investigation in Colorado. The incident comes as allies of former President Donald Trump are being targeted by the FBI amid investigations. Lindell is an advocate for election integrity and has been vocal about allegations of widespread voting irregularities and election fraud during the November 2020 general election. Car buyers might not get the vehicle they want on time. Commuter rail lines could see service disrupted, and shipments from everything from oil to livestock feed could be snarled, reports the Associated Press. Those are just a few of the wide-ranging impacts a walkout by U.S. rail workers would have on the country's industries and economy. A strike could happen if the railroads and unions cannot settle their differences before today's early Friday walkout deadline. Great news! Democrat senators have abruptly pulled their bill that would officially declare homosexual faux marriage the law in all 50 states, reports the Washington Stand. They have delayed the vote on their misguided legislation until after the midterm elections. The Democrats hope to lessen the partisan heat and ensure enough Republican support for passage. But we need to keep the heat on. If you have not yet sent an email to your two senators through Family Research Council's website, please do so right now. It's as easy as the click of your mouse. Find the special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Already, 108,401 Christians, including your reporter, have sent emails to our two senators. Please join us in this critical fight. On the Washington Watch radio show yesterday, host Tony Perkins rightly said, quote, "We're going to have to be watching this bad bill in the lame duck session, so our work is not yet done," end quote. Genesis 2, verse 24 says, "Therefore, a man leaves his father and his mother and cleaves to his wife, and they become one flesh." And finally, after 8 agonizingly long years, Don Lemon, a self-professed homosexual with a snarky attitude, will lose his CNN weeknight show, Don Lemon Tonight, reports The Wrap. Management has now pushed him to mornings, where he will co-anchor the network's morning show. Lemon's show has historically been badly beaten in the ratings against Laura Ingraham's Fox News show, The Ingraham Angle. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, September 16th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.